The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. Hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. All right, today is Monday, December 27th, and I hope you had a great Christmas. I know I did. It was awesome. I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio on Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. Just a reminder, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and of course you can comment live during the show on all those channels, such as YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Hey, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. Yep, this Thursday we are open. You can attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to investorschooling.com. You can learn about real estate investing and stock options trading from those who do it every day, and you get to see me. That's kind of cool, too. Hey, Joe, I want to thank you for wishing me a great Christmas. Thank you so much. That was awesome. Thanks for being online. All right, on today's show, we're going to be discussing, of course, the futures update. We're going to be talking about Biden's heckler. Oh, that was hysterical. We're going to be talking about flight cancellations, and I'm going to tell you the real reason why they canceled these flights. We're going to be talking about retail and how it's rocking. Hey, I'm going to also suggest that you ask for a raise. Don't count on your retirement benefits. Food prices are rising, and we're going to be talking about the possibility of a Santa Claus rally. All right, let's talk about the futures. So first of all, last week was awesome. It was a beautiful entrance into the Christmas weekend, and the Dow was up for the week about 1,200 points. That was kind of neat. So today it started out sort of mixed, and I'm also a little concerned as the war on COVID government overreach continues, you know, with more news on the scary Omicron variant. And the futures currently right now, the Dow is up about 44. The S&P is up 11, and the NASDAQ is up about 50. That's pretty good. It's actually moving up since this morning, so that's always a good sign. I'm a little concerned. We'll talk about that in a little while, but it's always a good sign that it's moving up. All right, let's talk about Biden's heckler. So if you guys remember the old Howard Stern show, and I mean the old Howard Stern show when Howard Stern used to be Howard Stern, not everybody he used to make fun of. Anyway, there was a great part. They used to play recordings of people that called into either other radio shows or TV shows and pretended they were asking legitimate questions, or they were pretending to be someone with information relating to a news story. They would sound all serious, and right before the call ended, they would say something like, "Baba Booey to you all." Boy, I miss those days. Well, this weekend, we went back to those days when a caller pretending to be a fan of Biden. I guess most callers have to pretend to be a fan of Biden, because who could actually be a fan of Biden? But anyway, a caller named Jared called a phone line that was set up for Jill and Poopy Pants Biden to have people call in and talk about Santa and the NORAD tracking. Well, this caller, Jared, was calling in behalf of his children, Griffin, Hunter, Piper, and Penelope. By the way, you would think that the call screener would have been a little suspicious with those names, but hey, the call got through, and Biden started the conversation by saying to the caller, "You know, Dad, we have a Hunter, too. We have a son named Hunter, and we have a grandson named Hunter." Anyway, the children got on the phone with Biden and told him what they wanted for Christmas, and then Jared ended the call with, "You ready? I hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas. Merry Christmas, and let's go, Brandon." Well, Braindead Biden replies, "Let's go, Brandon, I agree," before moving on to the next call. I got to tell you, Biden didn't even flinch. I even wonder if he knows what "Let's go, Brandon" even means. Well, at least for once, I can agree with Biden when he says he agrees with the statement, "Let's go, Brandon." Hey, by the way, there's a Brandon online. I want to say hello to Brandon online. Hey, Brandon, thanks so much for watching. I appreciate it. He says he's been waiting all weekend for the show. All right, let's talk about flight cancellations. So it was reported this weekend that several major airlines, including Delta, United, and Alaska Airlines, say they were forced to cancel flights on both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day after employees and crew members became infected with the new coronavirus variant. Huh. By the way, did you know that this week the airline industry has been pressing the CDC to change the quarantine guidelines from 10 days to 5 days? Yeah, follow the science. You know, the imaginary science, of course. You know, if they could pluck 10 days out as a quarantine from the air, basically, right? Why not just change it to 5 days? They're plucking that out of the air, too. So, and it's obvious that neither of them have any science backing it anyway. So let's add to the fact that airline workers are about fed up with mask mandates and unruly passengers. And I'm going to explain to you the real reason why, by the way, it was up to more than 4,200 flight cancellations worldwide this weekend, including 870, or actually more than that now, of them in the U.S., according to sources. Okay, so here's the real reason why it happened. Listen carefully. Oh, and by the way, this is my opinion of the reason. I wouldn't want to be accused of being like CNN and reporting opinion instead of news and not telling anyone ahead of time. So let's pretend for a minute, right, that you're a frustrated airline stewardess. Oh, wait, can you actually use the word steward and stewardess in 2021? Or is it flight attendant? I don't know. I need to look up my new speak book and find out what I'm supposed to say. Anyway, let's say you are a flight attendant, and you know that you have, if you have COVID, right, you're going to get 10 days off of work, and with many, you get the 10 days paid, huh? And you probably don't need to provide a positive test result. You probably just need to either have cold symptoms or a stuffy nose to call in COVID, and voila. You're off for the next 10 days and possibly even paid for it. But if you call in COVID next week or next year, it's possible that you'll only have 5 days off paid. Huh. Add to that that it's Christmas and you may want to be with your family all week. You realize that if you call in COVID, you are given a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be home with your family, probably paid, and you can't be fired. Ah, the joys of the scamdemic. It's not just for politicians anymore. Want more proof of this official conspiracy theory? Hey, if you remember back in the summer, American Airlines and Southwest Airlines were canceling flights due to a shortage of staff, which they blamed on weather at the time. Now look at this event. It's about Delta Airlines, United Airlines, and Alaska Airlines. I guess that clever COVID only affects certain airlines at certain times. You know, like it only affects certain states, mostly Democrat states. At first, I was worried about this article affecting the airline stocks, and as you know, I'm heavily into them right now. But then I concluded this is just an opportunity for the workers to take advantage of, basically, take advantage of it while Poopy Pants keeps the fear going, and that's the problem. All right. So, everybody, let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. All right, let's talk about retail and how retail is rocking. Hey, I want to say hello to Tommy. Hey, thanks, Tommy. Appreciate it. All right. So, who would have thought that retail outlets would be on fire this year? By the way, when I say on fire, I mean as retail outlets are doing well, not the fire references like a BLM rally. Anyway, retail sales rose the fastest pace in 17 years. You would think that with Omicron and supply chain shortages that retail would have a tough time, but apparently not so. Holiday sales rose 8.5% from the year before. Now, the projection actually was 7.5%, so it's a really good statistic. Either way, that was good. So here's a number that really matters, however. Holiday sales were up 10.7% compared with pre-scamdemic sales from 2019. So they were up 10.7% from sales from 2019. We will know the real numbers that will be released in February by the Commerce Department, but it should be good news for the stock market as investors will put their money back into retail players like Best Buy and Macy's and Target and others. It'll be great. By the way, I would expect a bump in these stock prices the next few days and into January. So start looking at these stocks. They may be good plays. also more proof, and it's also, what's nice about this, it's also more proof that Americans are sick of the ridiculous Omicron and COVID BS, and they're venturing out and living life again. Huh, what a brilliant idea. This was also evident with the Spider-Man movie, which, by the way, it hit $1 billion in ticket sales since its opening. $1 billion, that is fantastic. I said, if you remember, I said 2 weeks ago that the Spider-Man movie would change the course of the scandemic, and here it is. Let's rock and roll into the new year. Go Spider-Man! Go Spider-Man! Hey, Bryden. Hey, Brandon online. You got to say, let's go, Brandon. I know you can't say those words. You know, let's. I can't repeat them anyway. All right, so let's talk about asking for a raise. And before I start this segment, to all my employees, please turn off your radio right now and stop listening. You guys in the sound booth, take off your headphones. Don't listen. All right. You should see them all. All right. Now I can tell you about how and why you should ask for a raise as we go into the new year. All right. You should have all seen the reports of workers leaving for another job or others retiring. So if you're employed, your employer thinks you're extremely valuable, and he should, because you are. A trained or experienced worker is definitely worth more than new workers that needs to be trained, so they will want to keep you. That means that you have leverage to ask for and receive a wage increase. The biggest reason to ask now is because it probably won't last long. The worker shortage will end, and probably will end about mid-year when everyone sobers up from their COVID coma and, of course, their COVID intoxications. Here is a suggestion before you ask for a raise. Make sure you are valuable and really careful not to make it an ultimatum. If you do, be prepared to be fired. But in the end, if you're worth the additional price tag, your employer will agree, and, you know, you'll get your raise. Now, if you want to learn how to write your own raises, pay attention to this commercial and learn how to buy real estate, and you won't have to worry about it anymore.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Fell Cone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way, and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I am your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829. Hey, I want to thank you all for listening on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit that share button and help your friends learn about how to make more money. Of course, hit that like button and let me know you enjoy the show. And you can also leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. And I even may even respond to them. So I want to thank you all for watching online. I totally appreciate it. All right. So far, we've been discussing, of course, the futures update. And the futures right now, not bad. They're up about 66. The S&P is up 15.75. And the NASDAQ is about 73.5. So it might actually be a good day. It'd be pretty cool. We'll have to see what happens, of course, with the airline stocks. We talked about Biden's heckler. That was hysterical. Let's go, Brandon. I agree. Oh, that was great. We talked about flight cancellations and my theory of why they got canceled. And I wouldn't be surprised if that was the real reason. Anyway, we talked about retail rocking, and we talked about asking for a raise. Coming up, we're going to be discussing how you should not count on retirement benefits. We're going to be talking about food prices rising, and we're going to be talking about the possibility of a Santa Claus rally. All right, let's talk about retirement benefits. Hey, there was a time when you worked for a company for like 30 or 40 years and retired with a great pension and great benefits. And of course, in the new era, You know, in the new era of corporation mergers or splits and acquisitions, you probably won't be able to count on this promised benefits that you were expecting when you become a lifetime employee. Look, if you're young or have not retired yet, you may be able to prepare for this problem. The real problem is many companies are cutting back benefits from already retired workers that the workers thought they were promised them for life. AT&T is a perfect example of a company doing this to their retirees as of next year. According to an article in the Wall Street Journal, when AT&T employees retired, the company told many of those who were managers that they had company-paid life insurance, which, by the way, often equaled their final year's pay. Some also were told that a death benefit would be based on their final compensation, would be payable to a surviving spouse or a dependent child. Now the company is dropping this insurance or capping the benefit to $15,000. Now, this is going to put many retirees in a really bad predicament, as they may be too old or too unhealthy to be able to replace these policies and leave a, you know, death benefit that a spouse or child was expecting or needs. Here's something everyone should know when counting on benefits from an employer. Federal law bars companies from cutting pension benefits for employees after they retire, but courts have said other kinds of retirement benefits, including health care, life insurance, and death benefit, can be changed if employees reserve the right to do so in official documentation. So basically, all a company needs to do is inform the change, and they are covered legally. So here's the bottom line. Don't count on anyone for your benefits, not your company, not your spouse, not your government. We have been told time and time again that Social Security will be running out of money in a few years, and although I believe the government will find a way to make these payments, I'm telling you, and I'm setting up myself financially so that I will never have to worry about whether the government pays me or any other employer pays me. I also have my life insurance policies in place, and of course my huge annuity, which, by the way, is dozens of houses that I rent on a large monthly income. That's what you need to do. Take care of your finances now while you still can. Another note, AT&T stock, check it out, was rising. Maybe it's on the news, or maybe it's just about time that it happened. However, spending less money on retired workers is always better for the bottom line. Totally unethical and heartless, but still better for the bottom line. So that may be why AT&T stocks are rising, because of this news as well. Hey, let's talk about food prices. Oh, the joys of inflation. It's so exciting. You get to spend more money on the stuff you need, like housing and cars and gas. Oh, Biden did that. More money on durable goods and, of course, food. All right, can you sense the sarcasm when I say the joys of inflation? Yeah, right. All right, because of inflation, any food company or many food companies are planning on raising the prices of food and other foods and other goods like coffee, right? I spent $2.68 this morning on my coffee at Dunkin' Donuts, and they say it's going to go higher? Damn. So companies like Heinz say they will be raising prices 5%. Some companies say that the cost of production will be higher, and they will be raising the price, right? But this is interesting. They're actually not raising the price as much as the cost of production. So take a production cost of Grey Poupon. Remember the Grey Poupon mustard commercials? They were the best. Anyway, the cost rose 22%, and the company is only raising the prices to the consumer between 6 and 13%, according to a company spokesperson, right? So the expectations for grocery price increases are being reported as between 2 and 20% in 2022. Now, that's on top of any increase you saw in 2021, so expect food and other items to be very pricey. I think it's time for me to raise my rent so I can afford my food. All right, let's talk about the Santa Claus rally. So for many of you who have been investing in the stock market for a long time, you've experienced what is known as the Santa Claus rally. And this is usually the period between now and the end of the year, and typically it means a great run for the next 4 days. With all that information we have so far, the market should not be shaken by things like the Fed raising interest rates. We already know it's going to happen. Runaway inflation, we already know it's happening. And, of course, the supply chain bottlenecks. In fact, I even believe the supply chain bottlenecks are going to clear up pretty soon. The only unknown is, of course, the scary Omicron variant that isn't really as scary as the fashion government overreach says it is. But hopefully, no news on the scary Omicron variant will be delivered this week, so we should get a nice end-of-the-year run. On that note, and I've said it before, here it comes. When Moderna stock goes below 250, watch out. And in early market trading, it was sitting right at 250. So flip a coin. We have some reports that may also affect the market coming up this week. On Tuesday, we have the Case-Shiller home price report. On Wednesday, we have the pending home sales report. And on Thursday, we have the jobless claims report. So let's all sing together. Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Stock Market Lane. All right, I know. You guys told me the other day I can't sing and I can't carry a tune to save my life. But hey, this jacket makes up for it. And by the way, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, you don't get to see the cool jacket. But if you want to look me up on their webpage, go to WWDBAM.com and you'll get to see me wearing it. Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with some picks of the day.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rock star real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
Welcome back to Money Chat Now. I am your host, Larry Steinhaus. And if you would like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829. And so far, we've been discussing, hey, by the way, the futures are now up 66. Not bad. The S&P is up 15 and the NASDAQ is up 68.5. Might be pretty good. We talked about Biden's heckler. I'm telling you, go back and watch the video on this. It's really, really funny. We talked about flight cancellations and how I just believe it's the airline workers taking advantage of a good thing. We talked about retail rocking, and that's a great thing as well. We told you to ask for a raise. We said don't count on your retirement benefits. And we talked about food prices rising and, of course, the Santa Claus rally. So Brandon online had a really good question. Should we invest in food companies or grocery stores? And the answer is, I don't really know. I don't know if you should invest any more than you used to before is really the answer. All right, so coming up, of course, is today's picks and plays. But first, did you guys hit the like button? Hey, Brandon, did you share this with everybody? Come on, share it with everybody. Let everybody know what great stock plays are coming up by sharing this information. And you could share your page in groups that you feel may benefit as well. So if you know any stock groups or any other groups as well, you can also share it in there as well. And you can also leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and LinkedIn. I love your comments. Thank you so much. And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about the politics behind the stock market from me, Larry Steinhaus. All right, let's talk about what's going on today and what's going to happen. So today it looks like it's going to start off a little slow, but hey, I don't know. It's not that bad. The Dow's up a little bit more even since we talked. I definitely see the fact of a Santa Claus rally will roll down stock market lane. I promise not to sing that again. The only thing is the travel stocks are heading down as the scary Omicron variant is supposedly wreaking havoc on the industry. Look, I'm going to tell you this is going to end soon, and we will keep hearing about the scary Omicron variant and how it's spreading really fast and how everyone should get their booster or else you're going to die. Hey, am I dead yet? Did somebody forget to tell me I'm dead? Because I don't think I got my booster yet. Hey, did anyone besides me notice that the news is no longer reporting that a person with Omicron, whether they've been vaccinated or not? Hey, in the beginning of the news scamdemic, the report would read, hey, they were vaccinated and experiencing mild symptoms. All right, I got to skip this. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow because all I ever hear is Omicron, 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 and Omicron. And by the way, somebody asked me, actually, they said, hey, Larry, why is it that you always talk about Omicron? And the answer is real simple. That's all that's in the news lately. No one is discussing anything but this topic. All right, getting back to good plays, I still like the travel stocks. And today looks like it's going to be a good day to pick up some more shares. You know, they're just down a little bit. Actually, matter of fact, let me take a look. Let me see where we are. So Carnival's down 53, and AAL is down 31 cents, that is. So it's not so bad. I actually think it might be a good play. I think it might be a time to pick up some more shares. I'm also expecting a good earnings report from all of the travel stocks, and I'm expecting good guidance on all of them. So I think they're all good plays. A few more of my favorites, like Facebook, or you know, Meta, actually, with the symbol FB, will also pop into earnings. And, of course, I like Apple going into earnings as well. And, of course, as I've said a million times, when Moderna goes below 250, but I'm going to tell you, I would wait for 225, and it'll be a play because the scary Omicron variant news is going to come out, and it's going to make everyone jump all over it and make, of course, Moderna stock go up. As soon as they come out with the news of the fourth, fifth and sixth booster, which I expect to come out probably, you know, this week. No, that's not true. But the boosters make me laugh. All right. As a matter of fact, Israel is now, they're about to actually confirm the fourth booster being approved by the FDA or whatever they call it over there. Anyway, crypto. Let's talk a little bit about crypto. And crypto actually was doing all right. It actually started to inch up this weekend on the super spreader holiday. So you guys understand what's happened? Crypto definitely inches up on the super spreader holiday. You know, when family gets together and Junior tells all the adults at the table about how he made thousands on a crypto play, and then the whole family buys crypto while Junior shows them how to do it, that's a super spreader crypto event. Like Thanksgiving, like Christmas, like New Year's. It's all going to be these super spreader crypto events. All right. All right. You guys, some of you guys are laughing at that. See, I can't tell when you guys are laughing. If you found that funny, let me know. All right. Gold and silver are still in a holding pattern with gold right around 1800 and silver right about 23. And here's the other thing. The Treasury bond is still below 1.5%. But watch out because, you know, you got to be careful. So when it goes above 1.5, NASDAQ will start to get choppy, so I might expect some chop on the NASDAQ. Real quick, let me just take a quick look and see where it is right now. It's actually sitting right at 1.493, so watch for this. This may be something you need to pay attention to, and you'll actually see the NASDAQ will start to, will start to inch down when the bond starts to move up. Hey, I want to thank all the listeners, of course, on WWDB Radio, and we look forward to your continued support. My name is Larry Steinhaus, if you did not already know that. And here's another thing, of course, as always, if you're live online watching on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, I want to thank you for your support as well. And don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page. As always, from time to time, I own some of the assets and options discussed in the show, and the opinions discussed in the show are solely mine, and no one has asked me to discuss them. In fact, several people have asked me not to discuss them. I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow at 7:30. Have a profitable day.